Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. That is next Wednesday, by the way, May 28th.
Yep.
Your chance to win is coming up shortly. It's time now for Cakes' entertainment page, still somehow driven by BMW of Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out online at BMWofFairfax.com. All right, so there's been a lot of Mission Impossible talk on the show of late. Kevin just reviewed it, gave it 4 out of 5. But you guys have to see the way Tom Cruise eats popcorn. I don't know if you've seen it. It's making its rounds on the interwebs at this point. We're going to show a clip of it here on Monumental shortly. Now, this is Tom Cruise, May 11th. He's attending a screening at BFI IMAX in London just a few weeks ago.
I think he got props because he spent about 15 minutes talking to the people that work behind the scenes.
He was talking about a dozen concessionaires and movie theater workers. And
that guy engages.
He does. Yeah. There's nobody
He's
better.
Always been like
All right, the clip is coming up shortly. We probably have a delay in here.
Right,
Tom Cruise, the way he eats popcorn, I don't understand what he's doing. I don't understand his bit.
All right, I'm going to...
Maybe he's just adding...
Probably another 40 seconds
he's probably
away.
Adding a little bit of dramatic flair to eating the popcorn.
Well, he's an actor.
You've seen the clip.
He's kind of eating it with aura.
It's weird, right? It's bizarre. It kind of tracks with him and some of his...
It's not normal. My guess is... the normal way to eat popcorn is to take a handful and shove it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Or just grab one or two, shove it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Then go back in, grab two, pop it in your mouth.
Yeah. But
that's not how Tom does it.
That's not how he consumes popcorn. So I think you guys are going to see the clip shortly. What Tom Cruise does is he puts his hand into the popcorn bag. And then instead of going directly to his mouth with his hand, he takes his hand and he puts it down like by his waist. The clip's coming here. Puts down by his waist and then just starts popping the popcorn into his mouth. Like he's adding extra motion to it.
He's
like,
catapulting popcorn.
Yeah, he's making eating popcorn like a stunt. he has unnecessary steps when it comes to eating popcorn.
Well, he's definitely eating it.
He's 100%
eating it. I don't know if he is.
No, I think he is. He's definitely eating it.
Well, isn't he a health freak, fitness freak?
Yeah, but he mentions in this story, he says, I love my popcorn. Movies, popcorn. If I'm at the movies, I normally eat two big buckets myself during a movie. So he goes hard on the popcorn. So he doesn't mess around.
So he's just doing a quick toss.
Just because he says that doesn't mean he actually does it.
Maybe not, but he's definitely eating it there.
He is
that
the most aggressive popcorn eater.
He's not faking that.
I think I've ever seen.
According to this story, he said that he normally eats two big buckets by himself during a movie.
Right. I mean, that's a good way to get yourself.
So maybe
sick,
he's feeling like he's doing curls or something.
I don't know. Like, have you ever seen anybody eat popcorn in a weirder way? I have.
No, but now I'm going to eat like that.
Yeah. But it might just be like a weird. You know how Drab does that little shake thing with his arms sometimes?
It's just a tick.
He's walking.
Look at my head. Look at my head right there.
I know. That's a close up.
That's pretty funny.
Also, people are noticing that he finishes a bucket of popcorn before he sits down.
Right.
So, like, he eats it on the concourse or eats it just outside of the theater, goes, sits down, maybe gets another one and sits down.
I'm sure it's a guilty pleasure for him because, like, for training for all of his movies, especially these MI movies, like, when he's fighting people in his underwear, he's got to look good.
Yeah.
So, like, if he has a chance to eat a bucket or two of popcorn in between his training for the movies, he's going to take advantage of it.
But popcorn is addicting.
It's so good.
So
it's so delicious.
Especially when you get it at the movie theater.
It's fantastic.
So I can see
some of the comments are that he's maybe eating popcorn like people usually eat peanuts. But I don't know that you do that motion when you're eating peanuts.
I mean, the weird
he's just a weird dude.
He just brings it down by his waist, and then, like Valdez said, he catapults it or slingshots it into his mouth.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Don't you just reach into the bag, take a big handful,
shove it right in your
directly
face,
into your gullet,
and then you wait for the crumbs or the kernels to drop back down into the bag that don't make it into your mouth.
Well, usually
are the people in the video laughing because of the way he's eating?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because that guy is right next to him. He's smiling and laughing.
Right.
And wonder if it's because he's watching him.
All right. So lead story on the EP: Tom Cruise, weird popcorn eater. There we go.
What do you put on your popcorn?
What do I put on my popcorn? Yeah. A little bit of extra butter and a healthy, liberal dose of salt. Even if it's already salty, it gets extra salty when I'm done with it. That's my go-to.
I usually just
very, very, very simple.
Yeah, I usually just drown it with butter.
You don't put like Old Bay on it?
Nah, not usually.
I've done it before with homemade popcorn. I don't think I've ever done that like at a movie theater.
No, movie theaters don't have that.
But and I'm also
saying, like, if you do an Orville Redenbacher.
Oh no.
I'm also a purist, even though I know it's good. I don't throw sweets in with my popcorn. I don't throw like M&Ms or Reese's Pieces.
Oh, it's next level.
I'm a purist. I'm a popcorn purist.
My wife introduced me to the Reese's Pieces into the popcorn. It's awesome.
It's probably
doesn't it get all melty?
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's probably great.
Have you guys ever heard of putting a straw in the bucket of popcorn? So then when you get the butter, it like distributes it evenly?
Never heard of that.
Hold on, you put the straw in there to mix it around?
I don't personally, but I've seen it online that people, you know, when they get their bucket of popcorn, instead of just putting the butter at the top, they put a straw in there and then shake it up. Yeah, so the ones at the bottom have it as well.
Interesting.
No, never seen that.
That's chess.
Are you going to do that now?
I might. I might start eating it like Tom Cruise. Took some notes.
Well, aren't you supposed to layer your butter? Like you fill up your bucket, put your butter in, fill up the popcorn, put your butter on top.
Usually don't.
I don't layer it.
I usually just put it on top.
I just put it on the top and just hope it trickles down to the rest of the popcorn. That's the move.
Have you ever done homemade popcorn where you melt some butter and you take some Parmesan cheese?
I have not.
Some grated Parmesan.
It sounds delicious.
It's that kind of silly.
Might have to try it this weekend. Probably won't, but should.
I can't wait till I get this patch off of me.
How long do you have to wear it?
I got
to
take it off today. They said 48 hours. I've got to be able, now I can wash it. So I haven't washed it in 2 days.
Is it just itchy or you just don't like walking around with a bandage on your face?
I went to Tyson's yesterday because my daughter wanted to go shopping. So I just said, I'll go with you. And we walked around and I just felt like everyone was looking at me.
Right.
Because this is pretty big. I mean, I had a hat on, but you can see it.
I'll be honest, when you first walked in, I didn't notice it.
Oh.
But then when I took a closer look at your face, I mean, I noticed it because the patch
is huge.
It's decent size.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's like 4 inches long.
Yeah.
But I just
can't. It's like he got a shot.
Yeah, I can't wait to.
Gunshot wound.
I can't wait to take it off. Now, I'm going to have to wear a Band-Aid. It's going to hurt.
Right. That's okay.
But until I get the stitches out.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do what you got to do. But I felt like everyone was staring at me walking around Tyson's. And by the way, at 1 o'clock on a, what was it, yesterday, Wednesday? There were so many people. No one works.
Oh, I say that.
No, why were there so many effing people at Tyson's Corner at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday?
I have the exact same thought whenever I bust out of the Cakes Classic at MGM and I take the walk of shame down the escalator and I walk back to my hotel room and I walk through the main floor of the casino.
Right. Tons of people.
This is 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning and it's teeming with people.
Nobody works.
All the people are at MGM, like on a random Wednesday night into early Thursday morning.
Right. I don't get it. They're probably looking at me going, this guy doesn't work either. All the people look at you. And technically, like I was not working.
Speaking of working people, Valdez gave me this story about porn star Bonnie Blue, who famously slept with 1,057 men in one day. She's allegedly been arrested. Now, the internet sleuths are out, and they're questioning this as a publicity stunt. And I had what was debunking it here, but now I've lost it.
Debunked from witness.
Hold on. Here, all right. Witnesses that have seen the video. Eagle-eyed viewers spotted the registration plate on the police car that matches one belonging to a vehicle used by a company called Police Car Hire UK, which rents out emergency vehicles to the TV and film industry. That's strike one. Secondly, the officers in the clip don't appear to have real badge numbers on their shoulder pads. Police Car Hire UK's website also offers a range of emergency services uniforms, including cops, and says it also specializes in procuring, quote, talented individuals to act in roles involving police. So Valdez, as much as you want this arrest to be real, this looks
publicity
to be
stunt.
Yeah, a big publicity stunt.
Well, what's the publicity for getting arrested?
I don't know.
That we're talking about it.
That's probably part of it.
She's a loser. If she faked that, she's a freaking loser.
Well, it sounds like she faked it.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian graduated from her law program after 6 years, Jason. I know you're happy. She's 44 years old. She revealed she had graduated from her 4-year law office study program in a series of videos shared to her Instagram stories. Now, let me ask the legal expert in the room, John Paul Flame. 4-year law office study program. Now, is that the same as law school? Is that law school adjacent? Do you have any intel on this?
I have zero intel. Has she passed the bar? She still has to take the bar exam, right?
She said, here's her quote. I finally graduated law school after 6 years.
Okay.
She wrote over a video of her putting on a graduation cap on stage.
So it hasn't taken the bar yet.
I don't know that I've read that far down into the story, but it doesn't appear that she's taken the bar.
Yeah. You take the bar after.
Yeah.
I graduated in 3 years. Yeah, your typical law school program is 3 years.
Yeah. You walked before you took the bar. Yeah.
Hey, would you feel...
And then I took the bar an extra time because I liked it so much.
Would you feel sheepish? Hey, would you feel sheepish if Kim passed the bar on her first time and you didn't?
I mean, I've already been publicly embarrassed and shamed by that.
That's so long ago.
I know, but would you feel... But
it's kind of worse. It's kind of like when I did the... Marine Corps marathon. Originally, my original goal was just to finish a marathon, but I was like, I got to be faster than like Oprah and Diddy.
Uh-huh.
Ironically, Diddy was one of the people that I thought of back then.
That was one of your...
Because I think he did it in like 4 hours or something.
Hey, that's impressive coming from a 3-day-long freak-off and run a marathon.
That's right. Just you probably covered in baby oil the whole 26.2 miles.
That's actually, with all the training, and I mean, he's doing a week-long orgy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's very impressive.
So depleted of fluids and electrolytes.
I think they did a whole TV show like following his marathon journey.
That's another TV show this guy will never ever watch.
I put the picture or the video of Tom Cruise having popcorn. Now, as I found it online, you can see it on Twitter at Junks Radio. Give us a follow there. He's like just talking and. Firing it in. There are other videos of him eating kind of normal. It's like popcorn. He loves popcorn and he just sits there and eats normal.
Well, maybe he was doing it because he knew
standing up.
He's standing up, but maybe he was doing it that way because he knew people were filming.
Could be. Final story on the EP.
He's just trying to be funny.
Jeremy Renner dropped a bombshell revelation, admitting he was momentarily pissed about being revived following his near-fatal snowplow accident after what he says... getting a glimpse of what he described as the peaceful serenity of the afterlife. The Marvel star, who's 54, opened up about the harrowing incident in his recently published memoir, My Next Breath. Not as good as My Last Breath by Creed, because that song is silly. Renner describes the, quote, electric serenity he felt during the brief moments where he was clinically dead. The experience, he writes, left him unafraid of death and filled with an overwhelming sense of peace. So Jeremy Renner has been to the afterlife. He saw it, and then he was salty when people took him away from it to bring him back to live on planet Earth. Can you imagine?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No, I can't imagine that.
Well, didn't he see?
Story.
It sounds like a great story.
Didn't he see his eye? Didn't he talk about that?
When he was laying.
The eye popped out?
His eye got popped out of its socket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how powerful.
Do you believe him?
I mean, I kind of believe
him. Dude, he almost died.
I don't know if I believe him about
that. No, he did die.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
The serenity in the afterlife.
They pronounced
it. I believe his eyeball popped out when the snowplow ran over his head.
There's no reason to disbelieve that, but do you believe he was able to see it?
I think if somebody came in here and knocked my one eyeball out and this one is still attached, I'd be able to see this eyeball down here on the table with this still functioning eyeball.
Okay.
I believe him. I believe Jeremy Renner.
I also believe him about the silly afterlife.
Okay, I
thought you were going to do town joke.
You believe Hawkeye, the least impactful Avenger?
I don't know. That actually makes me feel very calm.
You believe Hawk popped out eye? He should switch his Marvel name. Be much better.
Hawk
popped out eye. Doesn't flow off the tongue quite as well. All right, that's your EP. Hopefully I entertained you. When we come back.
I still can't believe Renner filmed an entire season of Mayor of Kingstown after that accident.
I can't believe I haven't watched it. You give me TV recs all the time that I just Dikembe. I should probably take some of your recs more seriously.
And the accident was 2023, correct?
I believe so.
So he basically,
it took place on New Year's Day 2023.
Yeah. And I think that came out last year. So basically it was a year after the accident.
Yep.
I don't know how he did it.
All right. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. They're playing there next week. So keep listening for your chance to score those tickets because it's coming up soon.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with plastic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.